Bratislava. Bratislava is among the newest capitals in Europe. Its rich history goes back 2,000 years. Bratislava was predetermined to become a crossroad of trade routes and the center of many cultures by its position in the heart of Europe, and at the same time on the banks of the mighty Danube. The first traces of settlements date to the early Stone Age. However, the actual door into history was opened by the Celtic tribe Boii, which founded a major power center with a defensive function around the city. It is supposed that this fortified center ceased to exist in the mid-1st century BC, after the invasion of the Daks. During the Roman Empire, a military outpost and guard tower on a ford were constructed. The outpost was part of the so-called Limes Romanum, which separated the Roman Empire from barbarian tribes. The Slavic ancestors of the contemporary inhabitants of Slovakia started to settle in the area of today's city in the 5th to 6th centuries AD. In the 9th century, strong Slavic redoubts in Bratislava and nearby Devin became centers of the Great Moravian Empire, the common state of Western Slavic tribes. The Bratislava Redoubt belonged to redoubts with the function of a higher center for secular and ecclesiastic organizations. This is also supported by the fact that Bratislava retained this importance during the period that followed. The first written record on Bratislava related to that period describes the important battle between the Bavarians and the Hungarians, which took place in 907 under Bratislava Castle. The growing city was incorporated into the newly emerging Hungarian kingdom during the following century. The importance of Bratislava Castle rose after the foundation of the Hungarian state, and therefore it became a crucial borderland castle. It also became the most important economical and administrative center of the Hungarian borderland and, moreover, the center of the church. In the 11th and 12th centuries, the castle was often besieged. That's why its fortifications were constantly built stronger. The oldest center of the city arose at the crossroad of trade routes. The first of them followed the banks of the Danube River from the west to the east, presently Panska and Larinska streets, and the other one led from the south to the north, Venturska and Michalska streets. In 1291, royal privileges were conferred on Bratislava by the Hungarian king Ondrej III. However, the settlement, including the castle, was considered the city from the mid-13th century. On the basis of the decree of 1405 granted by Zygmunt Luxemburski, Bratislava was placed among the so-called free royal cities. In 1434, he granted the city a heraldic document containing the right to use the symbol of the three towers over the open gate within the walls. In the course of the reign of Matyáš Korvin, 1458-1490, the king granted Bratislava many privileges. In 1464, he issued a golden bull, which confirmed all the city's older privileges. The first university on Slovak territory, Akademia Istropolitana, was founded in Bratislava at Matyáš's insistence in 1465. Unfortunately, it ceased to exist immediately after Matyáš's death in 1491. After the tragic Battle of Mohács in 1526, the Hungarian nobility, along with secular and ecclesiastical dignitaries, looked for refuge north of the Danube River and as near as possible to Vienna. The fortification and suitable position of Bratislava became critical for a new localization of the capital city of Greater Hungary in 1536. In the course of the century, the importance of Bratislava continued to increase, despite the problems the city was experiencing, especially in the late 17th century during the insurrection of Gabriel Bethlen, Duke of Sedmihradi. In the 18th century, Bratislava became the biggest and most important city, not only of Slovakia, but of the whole of Greater Hungary. A rich social and cultural life flourished there. More new secular and ecclesiastical buildings arose. The reign of Maria Theresia, 1740-1780, represented the period of the biggest development of the city. With her accession, construction of the city was controlled by a construction office of the Hungarian Royal Chamber. Large construction changes were also carried out on the castle, which became a representative royal residence. In 1776, the city's theater was built. The reign of Joseph II marked Bratislava's retreat from glory. It ceased to be the capital of Greater Hungary. The Council of Governors and other central offices moved to Budin upon Joseph's order in 1783, and the royal crown was moved from Bratislava Castle to Vienna. Bratislava was reduced from a capital city to a provincial city. The beginning of the 19th century was marked by the Napoleonic Wars. The so-called Bratislava Peace was concluded between France and Austria in the Mirror Hall of Primaziani Palace after the Battle of Austerlitz in 1805. In 1811, Bratislava Castle was burnt to a great extent as a result of the garrison's carelessness. A rapid development of industry and modern transport began in the city in the 1830s. Fast transport on the Danube River was ensured by steamboats, and in 1848 railway transport began. Although Bratislava was a mostly German city, it slowly became the center of Slavic education. The Department of Czechoslovak Languages and Literature was founded in the local Lyceum. The peak of the department was marked by the personality of Ludovic Stur as professor there. The second half of the 19th century saw a new influx of people due to the founding of industrial companies. The characteristic industrial zone represented by engineering, chemical, energetic, textile, electrotechnical, and food industries grew particularly in the eastern part of the city. The first permanent bridge built in 1891 contributed to the growth of the city. It served both the railway and road transports. The success in industry also influenced the living standards of the population, which was higher than in other regions within Hungary. World War I stood for another important landmark in the growth of the city. While fighting did not reach the city directly, the prices here were the highest in the whole monarchy, and supplies began to fail. Moreover, Bratislava lost many bells and other monuments made of non-ferrous metals. The war ended and Austria-Hungary was broken up. The Czechoslovak Republic came into existence. When it was obvious that the city was going to become a part of the Republic, representatives of the city decided to rename it in honor of American President Wilson. The proposal was rejected. Instead, the city called Pressburg, up to that time, was given the new name Bratislava on March 27, 1919. At the same time, Bratislava became the capital city of Slovakia and a political, cultural, and social center again.